Hello, everybody. This is Christine Ford with another episode of Healing Words with Christine. Today, we're doing a hot seat coaching podcast episode. So, I'm very excited to have my guest, Denise, and we're going to get into a little bit of stuff, but I'll just read you my little intro. This podcast is for people who want a daily dose of personal development support, believe in the power of alternative healing and energy work. Want to activate their divine wealth blueprint and are ready to build a relationship with their mind, body, and spirit. So today we're going to just be diving into Denise and some of a specific challenge that she's facing. So if you are listening to this and you're interested in receiving a little bit of a 30-minute deep dive into something specific, and you want to be on the podcast to share your story, to help others, and maybe get something and also get something for yourself, then please send me an email. I'll leave all my info at the bottom in the description. So, yeah, let's get started. So, we're going to be talking about cohesion, love, and understanding. That's kind of where we're starting from. That's our starting point. So, Denise, do you want to just introduce yourself briefly or just share what you want to share about yourself, if anything, or even just start on with the biggest challenge that you feel is facing you right now that could be useful for me to just get some additional information about.
Okay, well, I'm Denise. Obviously, I've worked with you before, and you've really helped me out in the past. So, I'm married, been married for a little over a year, and I just feel like we're not in synchronicity anymore, my husband and I. And there's defensiveness, and it's almost like we're on a different path right now. He's going one way, I'm going the other. And I just want clarity and to be able to get back on the same path or find a way to speak with him and have him understand me better and vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, so the way that I like to do this with couples is that I like to look at their individual paths, and then I like to look at the relationship path. Now, you come in to a relationship with another person. You've got one person on one side, one person on the other side, but guess what? There's like a thing that gets born between you two, and that's what we call the relationship energy. And so the energy just looks really like it's blue. It's a little bit small. It's kind of cold. Feels like it's temperature-wise. There's a sort of distant disinterest.
Correct.
And that's the feeling I'm just getting from the essence of the relationship. And when that's happening, that's not a love sort of expression, if that makes sense. It's
It
sort
does.
of like I'm turning away from him and he's turning away from me, and we're not even looking at each other.
Yes, very much like roommates.
Yeah, there's just like there's a quiet sort of resentment I'm feeling underneath too. And that feels like yours, but that also feels like his. And it's like she doesn't understand me, and he does, and you're on your end, it's like he doesn't understand me. And so you're both kind of in the same story with each other, but you're reflecting each other almost perfectly.
Yep. I believe it. Yes.
So let me just see what's the path forward here, and like what we need to do here that would create some sort of connection. Wow. So actually, because both of your hearts are kind of turned away from each other, you need to be facing each other to be in a cohesive relationship. If you're not, then it's just not going to work. Now let me just see, because I want to, like, I'm seeing like there could be an apology on one level, like, I apologize for not really understanding where you're coming from or where where you want to go in your life experience and where we want to go together. But I just want to make sure, because that's what I'm hearing right now, but I just want to see like what's the long term here and what's actually going to be the most beneficial for both of you. if he's going to actually shift as a result, or if he's actually meant to go on some other path.
Yes.
God is, are they mirroring each other? Okay. So they're saying actually what you can do is sort of sort out why you think you can't really be your full self with them. It looks
I already know. He won't support me in certain things that I like. And that's why.
Has he said that, like, specifically, like, I'm not interested in supporting you? Or is it just the feeling you get from it?
It's the feeling I get, and certain comments he's made about other people, or certain comments he's made to me about like what I want to do. And he like teases me, then he's like, oh, I'm just joking. And I told him, I'm like, I need your support. I don't need you to joke at me or anything. I really would like your support. So, and then he kind of drops it and won't say a word.
Yeah, let me just see. Because it feels like, let me just see. So in this case, it does honestly look like it's mainly your energy controlling the situation. He's responding. And so, okay. I'm just hearing that there's a potential here to really explore maybe why you think your, you know, certain things that you want to do aren't okay, like where those judgments might be coming from. That's okay. Like the first step. So let me just see if we can get a list of the specific judgments, and then, you know, you can write those down and just sort of look into them yourself, or clear them, or however you're going to proceed forward.
Okay.
But the judgments are, I'm a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this sort of a self-judgment, almost like a disrespect against yourself. But what it looks like it's coming from is childhood. So I mean, seeing like your ages 3 to 5. So 3 to 5, it looks like you felt like people didn't take you seriously. They kind of laughed at you. Felt like maybe it was a father figure or somebody who was a male at that time. Just, it felt like, well, he doesn't take me seriously. He just thinks I'm a silly girl, and nothing I think or do or say or believe or want to do means anything. So I'm never going to please him. And it's just almost like this sort of self-defeat kind of coming through.
That makes perfect sense.
And so his, you know, your husband is reflecting this part of you that needs healing. That's not to say that the relationship doesn't need other things, other kinds of support or things that you might need to do, but this is just the starting point.
Yes. Because
you want to clean up your side of the street before anything else, right?
Absolutely.
That's where you have power. That's where you have control. That's where you have the ability to change things. So that's beautiful. And so I would actually, in this case, I would actually sit down and have a conversation with your little girl as if, you know, you're her mom now. And if she ever came to you and told you that she's not good enough, that men don't take her seriously, that her dad doesn't approve of her and thinks she's a silly girl with silly dreams that don't mean anything and aren't valuable or valid, and really sit with her and just like, let her talk it out, let her airtime it, like give her space to say, you know, this, how do you feel? What did that make you feel like? You know, what do you think about yourself? What do you think about your father? What do you think about men in general? And so it looks like in some cases, she may have applied this to all men. This is how all men are, because this is what this man who was very influential and important to me in some way, because as a child, you know, your parents are important to you, how they act, how they react, how they, you know, interact with you is very defining and leaves massive impressions you know, yes. about how you relate to men, how you relate to women, how you relate to other people in the world, right? They're your first relationships.
Right.
So she just really needs to be heard right now. Like she's crying, like she's crying, she's grabbing my legs and she's just like, I just want to be loved. I just want to know that I'm good enough. I just want to know that what I want to do and who I am is valid and meaningful. And, you know,
yeah. And I feel that. I can feel that.
Yeah. So you might want to just pick her up, give her a hug, cuddle her, support her, just let her know, like give her positive words, give her like, this isn't just trying to blanket her pain. This is actually about telling her who she really is. Who is she really? She's really a child of God. She's really powerful. She's really got her dreams and her desires, especially the ones coming from her heart, are meaningful. They were placed there by the divine, and they were placed there so that she could enact them into the world in some way, shape, or form. They have meaning and relevance and significance. And so give her that reassurance and let her know that like what you want and what you want to do and how you want to show up in the world and the things that you want to create need to be done. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been placed on your heart to begin with. And so then we're going to go and look at the father figure in this scenario. And we're just going to look at, you know, it's almost like his sort of denigrating sort of put downs are a reflection of what he thinks about himself. And so I'm just hearing from him, like from his sort of ego self, like, well, I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I need to protect her. And so even though it was well-meaning, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right.
I don't see a maliciousness. I just, I see fear. And I see this man who really doesn't want you to be disappointed the same way that he was, but he's imposing his experiences and his past and all the things that he experienced on you instead of seeing you as this separate being who's powerful and magnetic and charismatic and impactful and meant to have an impact on the world in very particular ways.
I just feel like he stifled it, you know?
Yep.
He stifled what I was all about, especially at that young age, because I was powerful and I did have a sense of God and the divine, and like there was a connection there, and he just started stifling. Yeah.
Yeah. And because he was important to you, because you see, you know, a child sees their parents as God, you know, a God, because, well, you know, that's how they survive.
Right.
So very normal. But, you know, it's sort of like letting your inner child know, like, he's not God. His rule is not law. What he says is not higher than what God says. It does not more have more authority than what God has. And God is in you. God's not some sort of etheric being outside of you. Of course, God is on the outside too, but God is in you. And so you can connect to that divinity inside of you and just say, hey, what is your opinion on this? You know, and it's like, do you agree with what my father says? And your inner being is saying no.
No. Yes, so, definitely not.
And so the validity of his words over your inner being's words, that needs to be removed. It's like, okay, so his word is greater than God? Really? We've got to like reverse that.
And I think in that instance as well is I have a little bit of fear still with him. Like I'm still going to get in trouble, even though he's no longer alive. You know, he's been gone. Gosh, it'll be 7 years this year. And I still, like you say that, and instantly I kind of get this fear, like I'm going to get in trouble. If I do this, I'm going to get in trouble.
That's your inner child, because we keep these timelines and these agreements alive when they're made in the moment until we say no more. This agreement is null and void. I revoke consent to it. So that's what I would do in this particular case is look at your, visualize the agreement you have of like, I'm going to submit to my father's will. That's what I'm seeing is the main agreement here. I'm going to submit to his fears. I'm going to submit to his worldview, his judgments, and his dominion over me, because no person has dominion over us. That's an illusion, right? Because that would imply that another person has dominion over God, because God is in us. Mm-hmm. And no person has dominion over God.
that makes sense.
Right?
Right.
So I would burn that agreement. You could even write it down. You could write down some of the things I just shared and just write it down and actually do a burning ritual. It might actually help you to feel it more real.
Yes, those work really well with me because it's like a finite. I can see it. So it's finite. It's done. No more.
Exactly. And so then, and then write a new agreement. And your new agreement is that no person has dominion over me because God is within me. And my only authority is God, which is in me.
Okay. Okay.
And then it feels like that's going to actually remove or release that energy.
Okay.
I'm not even seeing that you would need to do a timeline revision. Just revoking consent to this would be enough.
Okay.
So that's good.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm getting on. I'm going to get on this. Because I want cohesion and I want the openness back to be able to talk to him and speak to my husband, and I can see where it's coming from me, and I can see why he's turning, because he's like, I don't understand, I'm not getting this, why are things changing? So
there's another thing here that I'm seeing. I'm also just seeing I'm not worthy of cohesion and understanding with my partner. Like, there's always got to be some sort of friction between us, misunderstanding. Almost like that looks like a program, by the way. Like that came in when you were like around 11. I don't know.
Yep.
When you started dating or started being attracted to other people or whatever, but it just looks like that's just not a thing in my reality. I mean, when we say things like that, that becomes law for us. Like, it's like our own laws or guidelines of how life gets to be for us. And then, that's what you say, then that's what we'll be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we're not just saying it to say it. We're not giving it lip service. It comes in, we say it, but we mean it. And it really anchors into our whole being. That's when it has power.
Yep.
You know, so there's emotion attached to it. There's real intention and meaning. It's almost like some part of you was like really angry or really upset with something that happened around age 11. And so you were just like, I don't get to have this. This is just the way it is. And I'm just going to accept that. Almost like I'm resigned to just the way it is, but I'm so bitter and angry and hurt that this is now law.
Okay. It makes sense. And there were other times that I felt that way too throughout my childhood as well.
Exactly. So that just looks like a significant event. And so they're just pointing me to that one because that's going to clear something for you that, like, once you release that, that'll clear something for you pretty big, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And you could probably do a similar process where basically you write down, you know, I don't get to have cohesion and understanding in my relationships. And then I revoke consent to this on all levels of my being, across all timelines. And this is done. This is no longer a thing in my reality that is acceptable or that I agree to in any way, shape, or form for any reason with any condition. So then burn that. And then your new contract could be something like, I'm available for unconditional love because that's what I am. Like I mm-hmm. am, this is who I am. I mean, like this yes. is, if I'm an extension of the divine, well, the divine is unconditional in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you find a condition on something or someone or some situation or some aspect of yourself, that's not God.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And like, you know, you can also add in, you know, I'm available. My standard is for cohesion, love, and understanding and support with my partner, you know, mm-hmm. and with myself, not just my
yes.
and with myself.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That makes sense. Like all of that makes sense. So, yeah, because I have felt a shift and a change within me. And so that makes sense. I'll have to do a burning ceremony and get all of that out of me.
I think it'll help. And we're in, you know, we're just coming out the end of a full moon. So, you know, the sooner you can do this, the more that energy is in your favor to like release. From what I can tell, like you give, if you can do it in 1 to 2 days from now, that would yep. be good. And you'll kind of get that tail end of the full moon energy sweeping everything out. Cause it's a purge. Like this, mm-hmm. this moon was Scorpio and it was like all about death and rebirth and secrets being revealed, hidden secrets, uh-huh. dark things that I don't want to know about this. I'm just going to pretend everything's fine.
Yep. Just push it down. We're all good. There's nothing to see here.
Yeah. Just shove it under the rug. What do you mean? Yeah. Termites under there. No, there isn't. All your floorboards aren't there anymore. There's just a carpet. Just don't yeah, walk just over don't, that.
Yeah, just don't step right there. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And I will be getting on it because I do know I have done ceremonies before and whatnot. And so, and that was another thing that I want to get back into as well. So
it's perfectly synchronized. And that's probably why I got the message to tell you to do it in a physical way. It can be mm-hmm. very powerful to do it that way. Cause I do a lot of like burning on a psychic level and you can do that. You can remove cords. You can do burnings. You can do all the things psychically. That's possible. But sometimes we want to have a physical experience where our human feels really deeply connected to the process. And that yes. has a more significant impact. Like, okay, I feel it really real because it happened mm-hmm. in a physical way. And I really needed that.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And I'm very visual that way. So that's why when I see it burning, it's like, okay, it's burned. It's done. It's not coming back. Like it's all burned up. So yeah.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Okay. I mean, right. That looks like it's going to clean up some energy between you two. And I'm seeing that the light of the relationship starting to like be less blue and starting to become a little bit more pink.
And oh, good.
So you may see some changes as a result. You know, there could be other things that come up. I don't know. But for right now, that just looks like that's the path of least resistance. And it looks like it's going to have the most impact, at least in the next few days. So
good. Okay.
How it goes.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me out. And I hope that this can help other people out too, if they're yeah. in the same situation. So
yeah, my pleasure. So I'm just going to feather you down. You have a purple feather.
Okay.
Cool. You're grounded next to a waterfall. You're really into the waterfalls the last few days. I don't know what that's about. Waterfalls are clearing though. So
they are. Yes.
And funny enough, I live in the waterfall capital of the world.
Oh yeah, because you're in Canada.
Yeah, it's a city called Hamilton, and they have the most waterfalls in one location in the whole world, apparently.
Oh, I bet that's so beautiful, though.
Very green.
So beautiful. Lots of clearing, lots of green, lots of water. Yeah.
It's perfect for me. I'm a water sign, so there you go.
Yep. Well, good deal. Right. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm just going to end out here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you for, I'd love to hear your feedback and what takeaway you might have gotten. Maybe if you decide to implement the ritual that I shared with Denise, I'd love to hear how it goes for you. If that resonates, if you're hearing that, you're thinking, I need to do that. Because what everything she said also feels like there's some version of it that applies to me too. Well, it will be just as effective for you if you implement that as well. And, you know, that's when transformation takes place, is when we actually implement the things that we learn and the things that we become aware of in any way, shape, or form that is available to us in that moment. So thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear again your feedback, and I hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day. And thanks, Denise, for coming on and being in the hot seat. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.